tomorrow's a big day for the Federation. It's hopefully all the hard work will start to come together. One or two little minor things we've got to do. Today I pick up the special altar that is made by troops in the First World War and Second World War, and it's held over a little church at Tor Point. They allow us to use that. We sorted out the two Chelsea pensioners to come down. That'll be fine. We pick them up shortly. And then we just hope it'll all pay off so we can see the people of Plymouth united in their support. But when it comes to being united, I must admit that I personally find it strange that we send our people to strange lands to face danger in adverse conditions in trying to encourage people to unite. When they're in our own United Kingdom, we're considering a division. But that's just me. I do not profess to be politically minded. I just love this little plot of theirs. And many of England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, sons and daughters have died for it. They paid the price to give us the freedom to make choices. We owe it to them to think well before making those choices and deny ourselves any self-interest, but do what we genuinely think is best for all of us. But on a lighter note, you may not know that serving in reservist armed forces on production of their ID, them and their families, that's their direct families, partners and children, will get free tickets to tomorrow's Remembrance Festival in the pavilions. We will be delighted to see you, and you can witness the esteem that we all hold you in. It'll be lovely. It's going to be a good night.